Pants. I'll be there for you, bouncing you through your Friday with Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Don't forget, after 11 o'clock, it's your chance to get a club classic from Tony Cascarino. So don't be going anywhere. Right now, though, TV time.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
What to be watching for the weekend with our Maria?
Well, first of all, I have news that's going to devastate you.
Oh.
Do you remember Let It Shine, Gary Barlow's reality TV show to recruit Take That?
It was Take That, people in a play, a musical.
But then it turned out they actually weren't going to be Take That, they were going to be Backing Dancers.
Right.
Well, BBC bosses have come out and said, yeah, we don't really want to rush into a second series. So it would just be wrong to rush into it, i.e. Yeah. It was rubbish and it's not coming back.
Give us a second series.
Yeah. Netflix then, two things that'll be that are up on Netflix from today. Is it El Chapo or El Capo?
No, Chapo, I'd say, yeah.
El Chapo. So it's a drama series. So if you're a Narcos fan, this is about a notorious Mexican drug lord called Joaquin El Chapo Guzman.
Okay.
So I've never heard of him, but apparently he was really, really big from the 80s onwards.
Is it a documentary or a fictional series?
It's a drama series.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Chapo.
Yeah. So that's on Netflix tonight. Another one, if you're a boxing fan, there's a feature documentary called Counterpunch, which is up there tonight. It follows three promising amateur boxers and their kind of bid to reinvent boxing. And they want to get it back on. They want to get it as big kind of as MMA is now at the minute.
That sounds good. Yeah.
So that's called Counterpunch, yeah.
And actually, fans of boxing documentaries will be glad to know that there's a documentary coming out about Katie Taylor.
That's right. In fact, the man who's making the documentary about Katie Taylor is the man who made another boxing documentary called Saviors, about a Northside club, just I think it's on Dorset Street, called Saviors, and some very promising boxers in there. And that's definitely knocking around on YouTube or something like that we're looking at over the weekend as well.
Then the best of the Late Late Show is on tonight, guys.
Best of the Late Late Show.
It's been gone for weeks. I don't know why they didn't do this the week after it went.
Guys, it's the theme tune, and then it's the theme tune, and then that's...
Only thing is, Al Porter's on it.
Okay.
So, that's a bit of crack. And the Daniel O'Donnell Show is on tonight at 20 to 11.
You can scoff all you want. It's going to have huge ratings.
I don't care.
It's a three-hour-long music
better
show.
Care.
Jesus, listen, 3 hour long music
3 hours
show.
Of great tunes.
Oh, three
lively conversation.
3 hour long music shows.
That's even worse.
I mean, they're 1 hour each.
Why can't they make it 3 hours? I'd love that.
A Daniel O'Donnell telethon.
And then Graham Norton. So Woody Harrelson, Tom Holland, who was the new Spider-Man.
That's right.
He was in Civil War as Spider-Man. So his Spider-Man movie with just him in it is coming out this year.
It looks great. Has anyone seen the trailer for the new Spider-Man game?
No.
It looks immense.
And then Sienna Miller. But the one you want to see the most is Mark Wahlberg.
Oh,
he's on it for Transformers. The new movie's coming out 23rd of June or something like that. I think I'd have to check that. 22nd of June, actually, sorry. But the last time he was on Graham Norton was 2013. And he was... Palatic.
Yeah, and he kept pulling the thing to make the chair turn over.
Yeah.
And where are you from, Megan?
I'm from Dublin.
What do you do in Dublin?
I'm a nurse. I live here now, though.
She's a nurse.
Oh, you poor thing. Why don't you help me?
Okay, now quickly. Hey. Start your story, quickly.
So a couple of months ago, I was at the gym, full face of makeup on, ready to do
Why
my
Why would
weights.
You wear makeup to the gym? Bring her back. I like her. Shot. Okay, we're bringing her back.
So I had my tightest top on. I noticed a group of
poor thing didn't stand a chance.
No. She got to tell her story in the end, but then Graham said, well, actually, that's a boring story, and he pulled it.
Right. Well, actually, Mark Wahlberg...
It was a boring story, by the way.
He is going to feature in about 30 minutes with Dermot and Dave on Today FM, alongside Will Ferrell here, chatting to Dermot and Dave. Something very exciting on the way.
And then keeping in the superhero theme of the last week or so, your movie of the week is Thor, The Dark World. That's on Sunday at 10:30 on BBC One. It's the 2013 one.
Nothing like Chris Hemsworth's arms, in fairness, lads.
Yeah.
Inspired a lot of you. Thanks, Maria. Here is our homegrown hero this week. It's the Blizzards. This is Show Me the Science. The video's up on the Dermot and Dave page at todayfm.com. It is absolutely hilarious. Blizzards, Dermot and Dave on Today FM.